Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, we have a wonderful show in store for you today. Something I think a little bit different than what we usually do, but something I'm sure you'll enjoy nonetheless. Hope you've all had a great weekend, and this Monday greets you fairly well. Let's start off, of course, as we always do, with our quotes from the universe and from Abraham to get us going. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. From the universe: how about I share a little secret with you in exchange for a nice toothy smile? Deal. Here goes. There's someone about to enter your life, either presently alive in time and space or about to be born, whom you've obviously not even met, who will, in short order, fall very deeply in love with you. Teeth, please, the universe. Love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. Of course, he never said this individual would be a human being, so it could be a puppy dog, a cat, or some other creature of the many-legged variety. You never know. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. Your joy factor will remain constant as you are continually refining your ideas of what you want, and that's why it is so important for you to get everyone else out of the equation. They've got their own game going on. They don't understand your game. Give them a break. Stop asking them what they think. Start paying attention to how you feel. Joy will be yours immediately. And everything else that you have ever thought would make you happy will start flowing seemingly effortlessly into your existence. Abraham. So, Abraham here is really, I think, trying to get us to stop worrying about what everybody else thinks about us, about what we think, about what we do, because really when it comes to our point of attraction, our happiness, our joy, the things that make us light up, what works for us does not necessarily work for anybody else. What means so much to us does not necessarily mean anything to anybody else. And the fact that we go happily skipping and jumping down the street every day and people may look at us like we're complete lunatics is perfectly all right. Give them a break. They don't understand, nor should they understand. It's not their life. It's your life. You know, the older I get, I just kind of feel like it gets easier and easier to kind of not really care all that much what other people think of me. Because after you've got a certain number of years behind you and a certain number of gray hairs, it's kind of like you've earned the right. And the truth is, you don't need to earn it at all. And the truth is, we all have that right, and it doesn't matter how old or how young we are. We're all entitled to our own point of attraction, our own level of happiness, our own set point where we know what brings us joy and happiness. And when we can get to that point where we don't care what anybody else thinks, when we can feel joyful just for its own sake, even if everybody else around us thinks the world is falling apart and everything is horrendous, when we can get to that point, then you know what? All of a sudden, things start flowing to us much, much easier. All too often, the things that we resist or the things that we worry about are the very things that put resistance into our vibration, into our frequency, into our energy that we live with day to day. And that resistance is what keeps us from having the joyful relationships, the abundant life, the transformative experiences that we so want to have in our lives. So, give yourself and everybody else a break. You don't have to please anybody else, nor do they have to please you. Take your eyes off of what other people are doing and saying and thinking. It's none of your business. Your business is what goes on in between your two ears. And if we all would really just focus there a little bit more, I think we'd all have a much happier world around us. And the trick is, once we start doing it ourselves, suddenly people around us start acting differently, or they disappear from our lives. Either way, it works out just fine. Don't worry about the world, the universe, all these great big things. They're unfolding just fine. Let's focus about how we're feeling in our heart of hearts. Let's focus on where our thoughts are taking us. Where is our focus? And as we learn to take our focus and really point it towards those things that make us feel good, that enliven us, that enrich us, that prop us up, then life becomes so good. So, so good. So, I hope you enjoyed our quotes from the universe and from Abraham. We'll have more new quotes for you next week as well. And now it is my pleasure to introduce to you Bill King. Bill is a writer, speaker, certified trainer, and mentor. Bill designs and implements processes to simplify complex issues with amazing results, and has used his gifts to design fun, exciting, educational ideas to help kids deal with negativity, low self-esteem, bullying, and anger. I think some adults could use that too, huh, Bill? He teaches kids positive thinking, kindness, forgiveness, and awareness in a way that they can relate to. His website, idontstink.com, teaches kids from a completely different point of view with the premise that negative thoughts stink. Yeah, they kind of like can get really smelly sometimes. Using humor to break down the barriers many people have, Bill provides an entertaining atmosphere that promotes learning that will stick. Bill is also launching a new kids program this fall designed for public, private, and charter schools and elementary and middle-aged school children. His book, Stinking Thinking Stinks, continues to be an Amazon bestseller, having been on the top 100 list for more than 8 straight months. And it is my pleasure to welcome Bill King to the Conscious Consultant Hour. Welcome, Bill. How are you doing this Monday morning?
Hi, Sam. I'm really excited to be here, so I really appreciate you having me on.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I'm like just curious, like when you were a little kid, were you like class president and like did all the kids love you and were you going around like you're like voted most popular kid to succeed and all that other fun stuff?
No, actually not. I was more of the athlete. Now, I did have good connections with the people. People looked at me, like whenever we did kickball and stuff, I'd be one of the main leaders and stuff like that. But no, I wasn't class president or anything close to that.
Okay. So, you've worked with your process development. I mean, you've worked in the corporate world for a while, haven't you?
Absolutely, yes.
So how did you go from like being this corporate guru to like wanting to help kids with negative thinking?
Well, it's kind of an interesting journey. You know, I had an idea to write a book. I'd been working on myself in a self-help mode for probably about 10 years. Uh-huh. And then, at one point, I thought, oh, this is great for me, but I changed my question, and what I did was ask, how may I serve? Mm. And so I asked that probably 20, 30 times a day for about 2 to 3 weeks, and then got an idea to write a book. I wrote a book, delivered it, did a workshop. I thought I was done, and it just keeps coming, right? It never stopped. I never had an idea of writing a book or doing anything like that, and it just, you know, then I created the website, then I wrote another book, you know, so it's kind of just keeps snowballing, you know, but it's been a fun journey.
Yeah, I was curious why you call your website idontstink.com.
Well, that is a very interesting story. I was at a train the trainer program that was a 5-day intensive, like 12 to 14 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had to, you know, present to, several 300-400 people. And a lot of times what they did is they would, give you, okay, you've got 7 minutes to create a 10-minute presentation and you got to go. So one of the things that in one of those little things, I came up with an idea. I was trying to create a state change, so where you're not talking too long and you lose your audience. Mm-hmm. So you ask them a question. And so I said where it came from is, you know, I said, negative thoughts stink. So turn to your neighbor and say, I don't stink. That's actually where it came from, and I was like, hey, that's kind of cool. And so then from there, I built a website that just had a quiz to see how their thoughts are. Do they stink? And that's all it was at first. And then from there, so many people sent me messages saying, we want more. I built the full website.
Oh, neat, neat. And so when you initially built the website, it was geared towards adults, or was it geared towards kids initially?
It really geared towards basically adolescents to young adults is originally the thought process was the quiz.
Gotcha.
But then whenever I rolled it out, it's really geared for the up to age, 12 or 13 is the goal. But I actually have probably as many adults and parents that are on the website and have accounts than I do children. It's about 50-50 mix.
Oh, really? Neat, neat. So it kind of was, a gradual process of sort of going lower down in the age group, starting, kind of as older kids to young adults, but then realizing, that, younger kids could really benefit a lot from this as well.
Absolutely. I had so many parents tell me in workshops and stuff that said, where were you when I was a kid? And, at that time, I was really focused on, young adults, maybe, 17 to 25 or so. So from there, it kind of went, you don't unlearn this stuff, right? So why not give them tools that they can use at a younger age, and it can have a major impact on their lives.
Wonderful, wonderful. Very cool, very cool. And I take it this was not something you ever thought you would end up doing when you started your career, was it?
It is not even close to what I thought I would do. I never thought I would ever write a book, much less multiple books, or create anything like this. It was not. It really just came from the idea of just asking a question of how can I use my talents to create something that might relate to kids, and I always related to kids already, so it kind of was a natural progression once I got started, and it's been really fun, you know, creating, you know, comic strips, cartoons, and stuff like that. It's just fun stuff. But, you know, the big thing is really, you know, on the website actually is built around kindness, because if you can teach kids to do kindness, a lot of the other problems start to fade away. They may not go completely away, but it makes it easier for them to deal with today's issues that they're faced with.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, Bill. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I just want to talk a little bit about sort of the difference between working with kids versus adults, and then may have a little challenge for you to do today. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Bill King, creator of the website I Don't Stink and author of Stinking Thinking Stinks. So, Bill, I've done a lot of work myself with my own coaching clients and working with people in our practice here at the Double Diamond Wellness Center of trying to help turn sort of negative thinking around. Do you find it that there's a difference when you're working with children and adolescents compared to working with adults?
Well, it's actually when I started with primarily adults and then young adults, mm-hmm. and the workshops. You know, it got to a point where in doing my workshops, I had you know, about maybe eight to ten. Kids that were like 7 to 12, and then I had about 20 other people or so that were, you know, up to age 77. So I remember walking into that presentation and workshop. It was like a four-hour workshop. I'm like, how am I going to relate to, you know, to such a big diversity in age? And what I've learned is that the message, you know, if presented properly, it doesn't matter the age. you know, for example, I spoke at a women's federal prison in front of a couple of hundred women,
mm-hmm.
and they, you know, I used the content from the book for them. And so I think that adults can relate to it because, you know, they either have kids or no kids, so they understand mm-hmm. it. But what I also get is that the material is sound enough that, you know, adults will buy the book and actually do the exercises in the book, which is kind of crazy. But that's what I've learned. I don't really change my message for adults. It's the same message that I do for kids. It's just maybe a little bit different. Maybe the stories that I deliver are different, but the content is the same.
And so what would you say is the main thrust of your ideas? Like what's the core of the ideas that you relate to the kids?
So I think the core is that the first part, and this is for me working on myself, is just becoming aware of our thoughts, because there's a, you know, our thoughts kind of go out of hand a lot, right?
Right.
And what happens is that's the basis for it. Just become aware of it. And so the thought is, you know, to try to have something that's fun that would cause people to just stop and think. And so, you know, I think that is the key. That's the core of it. Then from there, once you're aware of it, then you can do something about it. And then I teach things that they can use now that they're aware of it, and then they can start focusing on things and you know, have fun with life. I mean, that's the key. But it's really about building self-esteem. I mean, if I had to say anything else, that becoming aware of negative thinking to start to change that, you start changing how you look at things and how you feel about yourself.
Gotcha.
No matter the age group.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what's your kindness challenge all about?
So a kindness challenge about once a quarter, I have a kindness meter on the website that people can go in. They can create an account for free. There's no charge, and I don't even send messages to those people. But you can sign in, create an account, and then you have access to content as well as a kindness meter. So you get your very own kindness meter. What happens is it's got like 8 categories with over 200 examples of kindness. And what you do is, as you think of, you know, you don't have any idea what I can do, click on Everyday Kindness, go down, you know, there's, you know, 30 or 40 down there. You can pick one and go do it. You can check the box, and your meter starts filling up. And then your meter fills the big meter, that's the public one, which has over 10,000 kind deeds today.
Oh, wow.
But the challenge itself is once a quarter, I'll just come up with some idea and just challenge everybody to just practice kindness. I don't require you to come to the website and actually log in and log your kindness, although it is a good visual because you get to see your you know, the kind deeds that you're doing start to have an impact on the overall meter. And then you can also issue challenges to other people from the website. But really, it's just about practicing kindness. You know, like for me, myself, every Friday at the end of the day, I have it on my calendar. I schedule kindness. I send out notes and just thank people that have worked with me that week or that have done something kind for someone else that I noticed. So I just do acknowledgement at the end of every Friday. And, you know, then I feel better about myself. They feel good. And most of them are shocked when they get a message that just says, wow, you know, that was pretty nice.
Yeah. Wow. Cool. Very interesting. So we have a little bit of a challenge for you, Bill. Are you up for a challenge today?
Sure. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, we have a couple of interns on the line. These are a couple of amazing 19-year-old girls who are helping us out. They're interns with our social media alliance, Joan Pelzer, and they're working also with some stuff here at Talking Alternative. And this is Dimitri and Nikki. I believe we have you both on the line, right, girls?
Yes.
In unison, no less. And they're actually working on a little bit of a heavy duty project, a a nonprofit project, maybe, I think they've been hitting some challenges with that. So maybe, Nikki, if very, very briefly you want to discuss, you know, what you've been working on and what your challenges have been.
Sure. Okay. Hi, my name is Neonta, and I started a 501c3 charity after the devastating earthquake in Nepal. I wanted to help out in any way I could possibly help out. So we are planning a fundraising event on August 24th. It's very big. It's bigger than us, and we're definitely facing a lot of challenges concerning entrepreneurship, making sales happen, team management, and whatnot.
Okay. So let's deal with just one thing at a time. At the moment, what would you say is your biggest challenge with this event that you have scheduled for next week?
Well, a lot of it is just trying to get the ticket sales going up.
Okay. Trying to get more attendees.
Definitely. We've been lucky in that we have amazing sponsors.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now we just need the attendees up as well.
Okay. So, Bill, these are two 19-year-old, intrepid would-be entrepreneurs trying to do some social good. How could you help them?
I think that, I did a kindness event at a arts and jazz festival. There was about about 130,000, 140,000 people attended, and we had a kindness booth. And so I'm kind of going to use my experience with that to try to see how you can get that. So you've got some sponsors already. You've got some hopefully you got social media, and as well as them sending out maybe newsletters and stuff like that to get the word out. I guess the first thing that came to mind was that is this in New York City, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you've got a pretty big audience just when you walk down the street. So the thought is that, you know, like what we did, and this is something that you could think about doing to raise awareness for it, is that I did the very first thing, and where the kindness challenge came from is that I printed up little business cards to do kind deeds. And so what we did, we had a big board and we sat it outside where everybody can just walk up, and it was basically a kindness challenge where we tried to do 100 kind deeds in 100 minutes by 100 people, okay? So what we did is, you know, we just had some nice color banner and stuff, and you know, you could literally do this probably anywhere. But what happens is it just raises awareness about kindness, and then from there, you could put information about your event on the backside of the card or somewhere, or put the sponsors or something like that. I would consider a kindness challenge, and I could certainly help with that because I learned a lot in doing that. The bottom line was we ended up doing 469 kind deeds in 60 minutes.
Wow, awesome.
So that's how it was like wildfire. And so getting people to do kindness, and your fundraiser is about kindness, obviously. And so it could tie in together pretty nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you so much. Would love to work with you on that.
Okay, well, good. I'll make sure I make introductions to the three of you together after the show. So now being here in New York City, yeah, there's a lot of audience, but they need to get specific people. They need to get people to actually show up. So they need to kind of do this and kind of go out there and network and meet people and really get the word out over the next few days. So putting something together pretty quickly and getting it out is really going to be, I guess, the first challenge.
Definitely.
Okay.
When is the event coming?
It's next week, Monday, August 24th.
Oh, okay, so it's fast. Okay.
Yeah, it's literally 7 days from now. So I tell you what, I'm going to give you all a chance to just kind of think about this challenge. And Bill, I want you also to kind of think about what shifts could we make in their mindset to help them. Like, not, I mean, the actual strategies are very important themselves, but sometimes our biggest challenge is getting over the idea that, you know, we can't do something or something's not working, right?
Right.
So I want you to think about that, and when we come back, we'll see if we can give these girls some more help, okay? So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Bill King, author of the book Stinking Thinking Stinks, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So, Nikki and Demi, what do you think is your biggest obstacle? Like, why do you think you haven't sold more tickets for the event so far?
I think it's just being new to sales. We've been doing a lot of marketing, but as we approach the final hours, we realized that networking is more than just meeting people. It's about building connections and getting people to trust the product we are providing for them. So even though we're a charity event, we're very much looking at our event and advertising it as a networking event, because unfortunately in the media, earthquakes tend to be a fad.
Right.
So from a marketing perspective, we're focusing more on the fact that it's a get-together. But maybe we should do the other way around. We're a bit conflicted.
So do you think, like, you have problems with people maybe taking you seriously because you're so young, or people...
Oh, definitely. That's a big part of it.
Okay.
And we really do work a lot on appearing very professional and... you know, being taken as serious entrepreneurs, and that's definitely been a big challenge that we've learned.
Okay, so Bill, what do you think we need to tweak about their mindset that can help to shift internally for them how they feel about attracting more people to this event?
So I think that you know, for me, I was thinking about this during the break. That's just not getting resolved. And I was thinking about what I do, and it may sound silly, but what I do is I typically go for a walk, and what I do is if I feel like I'm not getting the results that I want, a lot of it is because of the questions I'm asking. So during that walk, I'll reevaluate what kind of things that I'm. You know, what can I do to make it better? So one thing would be, I mean, you guys have Central Park there, which is gorgeous. I love that. I could have stayed there the whole time I was there.
I definitely.
In New York. And just ask yourself, you know, what can we do to make it, to make the event even better? And just sometimes a 30-minute walk, you'll get ideas. I believe that we all possess what we need. We have the answers inside. It's so hard with all the chaos going on. We don't really take the time to listen. And you were talking, Sam. You were talking about, Abraham.
Right.
Earlier at the show. I mean, that's ask and it's given, right? So
right.
You ask a question and see what comes up. But what I found is that when I get out of that mode where I'm, I close the receptors off, and it comes from the negative things that I say and I think, and what happens is it continually feeds itself. So first thing I would think, just go for a walk, ask yourself, how can we get more ticket sales? How can I make more ticket sales? And you'll get an idea, you'll get an image or something will come up, and it'll feed on. To me, that seems crazy, but that works for me. Literally almost every time.
Right. Just feeding the mind better questions, like as opposed to kind of saying to yourself, oh, why am I having such a hard time and why is this so difficult and why are so many things going wrong? You know, those are really not good questions to ask ourselves. So it's always much better to ask a question that the answer will always put you in a positive direction or put you in a solution-oriented direction. So I think it's great what Bill is suggesting is, you know, you go for a walk, maybe, you know, the two of you go together and just ask each other, you know, what can we do? Ask what kinds of questions or how kinds of questions as opposed to why kinds of questions. Does that sound good, girls?
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I think that's something I think we haven't done is stop and really, you know, taking a deep breath within the last 3 months to think about what we can do differently. Thank you. That's a great suggestion. And Central Park is very close to where we are right now, so perfect location, too.
Yes, and on a nice, warm, hot day like today, what's better than a nice walk in the park under the shady trees, right?
Exactly, definitely. Nothing can beat a good, nice walk.
Yes, yes. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, great. Great suggestion, Bill. Girls, before I let you go, do you have any questions for Bill?
Oh, no. That was great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Take care.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Sam and Bill. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Hope to see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So there we go, some live coaching by Bill of a couple of girls doing some great work. I mean, you know, I was quite amazed how when I first met them, I was like, you're 19 years old and you've already started a 501c3 for relief for earthquake victims in Nepal. I was totally blown away.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it really is amazing how, getting back to what you talked about before, that when kids have the proper self-esteem, it really doesn't matter their age. They can accomplish amazing, amazing things, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And so I'm curious, have you, since you're now more focused on working sort of with children and teenagers, younger adults, have you learned anything about, like, what's going on in general today with sort of the younger generation and how is it, you know, different maybe than when we grew up?
You know, I, that's a great question because it's so different than it was. I mean, I think about when I was growing up, you know, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have, you know, computers. We didn't have any of that stuff. You know,
right.
If you needed to call somebody, you know, use the phone or a pay phone, right? And
right.
Those aren't even around these days. So it poses a whole bunch of new problems with the kids. And, you know, everything that I read when I'm doing research is just not, it just doesn't, the outlook looks really bleak.
Really?
You know, because, I mean, just, you know, the kids under in depression, you know, adolescent suicide, which I'd never heard of before, you know, is like, you know, third leading cause of death in that age group. That's just not acceptable.
Yeah.
And so what I'm seeing is that, you know, kids are addicted to their phones, to their, you know, just messaging, text messages. I mean, it's so much, it's crazy. And what happens is with the introduction of social media, mm-hmm. now you can, and you know, you can really do really ugly things to one another, you know, kind of almost anonymously. And so that's where, you know, if we can build the self-esteem in our kids, at least they'll have some tools to combat when they are attacked in those manners.
Right. Yeah. And I mentioned before that you are involved with bullying and combating mm-hmm. bullying is a big passion of yours, and that, you know, now it's not just being bullied in the playground, but it's being bullied online. It's very common now for kids to gang up on a kid on social media or something and really make them feel awful.
Yeah, absolutely. I had, you know, so the book Stinkin' Thinkin' Stinks it's not written for bullying. It's, mm-hmm. it's really written to actually build your self-esteem in a very subtle way, using mm-hmm. a lot of negative, you know, information, and you know, fun type things. But I had someone that had posted that they had bought like 5 copies of the book for their colleagues, their work colleagues, and one of them had a 12-year-old daughter that was being bullied, and that the 12-year-old read the book and then gave the book to the bully, and it stopped.
Really?
All that is, it's not the book didn't solve the problem. It was just about awareness.
Wow.
And that's about raising awareness, and I think that in that case, it obviously worked.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. What do you see as being some of the major causes of self-esteem issues in children these days?
Well, I think that, you know, there's so many issues that are out there. You know, you've got, you know, I guess when I think of it in the classroom, I've been working more closely with schools and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the test anxiety. It's about those kind of things. But right. when you look at it you know, holistically, you know, you look at it like, you know, they're just not given the tools that can help them succeed. They, you know, you just look at watch the news, watch the shows that are out there, watch the popular shows, the reality shows. They watch all that stuff. That stuff's not real.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's where a lot of these kids are learning a lot of the stuff of how they think life really is, and it's not that way at all.
Right. It's like there's this book I found years and years ago called Life 101, and the two authors, it was co-written by these two guys, and it was like, these are all the things that, like, we wish we had learned but were never taught in school, that were just basics about life and about
right.
how to deal with people, how to think, how to do some basic things. And it's just amazing how we focus, you know, and when we put so much pressure on kids to perform and to test well and to do all this stuff, and then we never really give them sort of the proper tools for living life.
Yeah, and that's what is the most important thing, and that's why trying to introduce this into the classroom at a younger age is critical.
Mm.
You know, I look at you know, I did some research, and I saw that, you know, from age, you know, like up until age 7, kids are basically in download mode. And if they're not provided those, you know, good skills, good coping skills, good emotional skills during that time, you know, that's the time where you have the biggest impact. And that's
right.
why, you know, I've slowly started bringing the content down, even down to the elementary school level, because it's so important. You know, and a lot of the kids, I work with some kids in Kansas City and St. Louis, and those, you know, they come to after school programs that literally they don't even, they're not going to have supper that night. And so, and then you've got, you know, you've got some kids where, you know, got a 11-year-old that's literally, taking care of a 6-year-old, and you know, when they get home because the parents aren't there. So there's a lot of a lot of that's going on. Unfortunately, more than we would really like it to occur, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last break of the show. So everybody, please stay tuned. If anyone else would like to call in and ask Bill a question, our call-in number is 877-480-4120. Everybody, please stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Dude. Transforming Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com. It's the Dudes of Disruption.
The Dudes of Disruption is a new show geared toward the global tribe of disruptors who are committed to interrupting the automatic ways of their lives so they go out and leave their mark on the world powerfully.
Consider every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com, forever disrupted. The Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatic.
Dude.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour has been Bill King, author of the book Stinking Thinking Stinks, to help kids of all ages think more positively and raise their self-esteem. Bill, I'm curious, what were some of your influences that helped you? I mean, I know you said you had been on a path of sort of personal development and self-development for about 10 years. What were some of the big influences that helped for you to turn your own thinking around in during that time?
Well, yeah, there was a couple that, you know, it's been quite some time since I had started that, but I still continue to follow. Jack Canfield, Wayne Dyer, yes. And Tony Robbins were big influences on me.
Absolutely.
To start kind of looking at things a different way.
Right. And over the course of you kind of making this shift and working on kindness and self-esteem in kids, what has been some of the biggest surprises for you?
Well, I think, I left corporate America. in 2008, thinking that I could just, you know, write a book and then just change everything around instantly. And what I've learned is it's a process, and it doesn't come automatically just because you put it on a project plan, right?
Right.
So just because you created a plan doesn't mean it's going to work that way. But I've learned that you have to shift your thinking. You have to shift your goals from time to time, you know, because what I found early on, I was just forcing the idea. This is going to happen. I'm going to make it happen. This is how it's going to happen. And, you know, I've learned to, I guess, as you get older, you learn to kind of go with the flow, right?
Right.
So it's, you know, in reality, I probably wasn't ready, you know, 7-8 years ago, because what I've done between then and now has prepared me for where I'm at today.
I see. And so what does the future hold for Bill King? What comes next?
Well, I think what's going to be what's really exciting and makes me want to get up early in the morning is really helping kids and really creating programs and websites and interactive stuff, you know, from the classroom, getting it into the classroom. I am so excited about that because it has the potential to make a really big impact on these kids. And being able to create, because I have an IT background too, so it's kind of fun to create, you know, like animated stuff that, you know, there's skunks on the website. So actually having the online courses and stuff that they can do online, use on their phones, stuff like that, it excites me because, you know, it's needed so badly today.
Right.
And it's cool to be able to actually be part of the solution, you know, that can actually make some impact.
And so when you try and describe to people today, like what you do and what you're all about, do you tend to get like kind of these glassy-eyed blank looks in people's faces, or are people like really excited about it and like, wow, that's great, that's something we really need? You know, I'm curious how people respond to you these days.
It's interesting because I don't have a clinical background. I'm not a doctor. I'm not. So when I talk to counselors and stuff, they usually run me through, well, we need research. We need this. We need this. You know, what's your thesis? You know, where'd you get your degree? What's it based on? How did you, you know, and I'm like, I say, okay, pause. I'm not selling anything here.
Right.
Let me tell you where this came about. And I proceed to give them the example of identifying the horrible stats that are today and then asking a question, how could I help? And that is how the book got written, and that's how the website continues to be developed. And so most of them get it. Now, anybody, you know, that's the counselors and stuff that I had, and it's actually the counselors that are getting me into the school systems. They've bought in hook,
wonderful,
line, and sinker. Normally when I talk to parents and adults, they get it. They understand it, and they say, oh, man, this is badly needed. So it's been it's been very positive. Now, there are a few people, you know, that come in and see negativity, and if you're just thinking law of attraction, law, you know, pulling things to you, I'm talking about a whole lot of stinking stuff. But, you know, it's geared for kids of where they're at, that they can relate to, and then some of it sticks, and then they want more, and that's what I'm trying to do.
I see. And do you find, because I see now, like, there are a lot of different people I find who are looking to do things to really help kids at a younger age, because like yourself, they do see, you know, what's going on, and I know bullying is like a really big topic now, and a lot of people are trying to go out and talk about bullying and stuff. Are you able to like form strategic alliances with people like that? I mean, have you been able to kind of network and bring other people who have a similar cause together?
Absolutely, yeah. And in fact, I met someone new on Saturday that went to my website, liked it, and sent it out, and you know, and sent me a message and said, hey, you know, I'm a teacher of, 21 years, and I have this idea of creating something for the classroom.
Right.
And so, now we're partnering together to start to see how, I can help him and vice versa. And, yeah, there's lots of different communities that are out there that I'm working with to be able to make a difference, like working with some with a group in St. Louis and as well as Kansas City, and working with that a group there of underprivileged kids. So yes, there's people. It's like when you put it out there, people are drawn together that think together and work together to make it to make an impact on the kids. It's amazing what's being done out there. I just wish there was more visibility to everybody. With like the news and stuff, I would like to see a little bit more emphasis on the good things and the good, what the good people are doing, instead of always just kind of looking at the negative side.
Right. Yes, I know so many people who like just totally stop watching the news anymore, just because it's just the same horrible stories repeated over and over and over again. And it's not to say that there aren't things we need to be concerned about, but it's just the mainstream media is so completely myopic and focusing on just everything that's wrong that we really don't get as many of those human interest stories and those uplifting stories that at least we used to occasionally see when we were kids, right?
Absolutely. And they say that good news does not sell, and mm-hmm. I disagree. I would look for programs that would not just sugarcoat everything, but just identify the people that are doing things that are out there.
Right.
If you look at some of the biggest movies that are being made out there, a lot of them are animated.
Right.
They have a positive message.
Right.
What's that telling you?
Right.
I just, it's tough even watching movies because there's a lot of them are very negative, and
yes.
I just don't watch those. I just don't. It doesn't. some will watch, but I pretty much check out if it's just going just. If there's no character growth and stuff like that, but you see that all too often these days.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today, Bill. If people want to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
You can just go to the website, idontstink.com. There's a form out there. You can submit a question and we can get connected through there. I also have social media. So like Twitter at idontstink.com. And then I have a Facebook page and I have all the social media, so you can find me there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show today. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much. It was great being on it. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Now, everybody, bye-bye. Please stay tuned. Coming up next, everyone's favorite local working actor, Kevin Barbaro, with his show, Coffee Talk 3.0. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.